part of the power of the book is the way that, as well as being an important travel book, as well as being offering a commentary on the state of European politics after the French Revolution, it also powerfully maintains Wollstonecraft's interest in the rights of women. Wollstonecraft had become famous for writing Vindication of the Rights of Women in 1792. And her life had been through many vicissitudes after that, but she still maintains her interest in the fate of women. Indeed, she says to her imagined reader in one of the most personal outbursts in the book as we have it, it does sound very much like Gilbert Imlay. She says, still carrying on about the same kind of thing. She wonders all the time about where the development of the society she sees leaves women. Every place she goes, she looks at the way women are treated. She talks about the domestic drudgery of women in Sweden. Her interest in the fate of Queen Matilda of Denmark is tied to the fact that she seems to have been overthrown because she tries to introduce a world, as she sees it, a softening of manners, which allows more latitude for women to be interested in politics. And Matilda and her lover Struensee had been driven effectively from control of the Danish monarchy a couple of decades before she went there. But her interest in Queen Matilda, who was the sister of the British monarch, as it happens, and died in exile quite a while before Wollstonecraft gets to Denmark. But still, her interest in that story seems to be about the latitude and possibilities of a woman being involved in politics. So this issue of women's situations remains behind really everything she sees, including, for instance, her interest in the sublime. Edmund Burke's theories of the sublime and the beautiful have very strongly linked the beautiful with women. And the sublime, the idea of it being something that stretched our senses, was associated with mastery and power. And Wollstonecraft's treatments of the sublime in the book are really a demonstration of her capability, of her thinking beyond the self, thinking beyond the domestic, being able to reach out to eternity, just as she wants to show that she's capable of asking what she calls in the book men's questions about politics and society. So really, even where it may not seem there's much interest in feminism, Wollstonecraft is actually asserting the capabilities of women to be involved in what at the time were regarded as men's worlds.